We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Beis, from the beginning. Inyan Tzitzis, Al Pima Shekosav Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, Belikutei Moran Tanina, Simen Yud Beis, Al Posuk Va'aye Haselo Oila, Ayin Shom Heitev. We're going to be discussing the topic of Tzitzis, based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 12, the chapter that's entitled Aye Hasel Oila. Rav Nosson Zal says study that chapter well to have a solid introduction for this. Note here that he refers to Rabbeinu as Neiro Yoyer, which means he wrote this halacha while Rabbi Nachman was living. He started the Likutei Halachos, his first passes on the Shulchan Aruch, while Rabbeinu Zal was living, and he wrote this at that time. Okay. This chapter of Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on is one of the very famous Torahs in Breslov, entitled Aye Hasel Oila, and it has a very, very deep, powerful message that applies to everybody, as you'll see. V'haklal, to summarize the main point that's stressed there, Shegam mekoymois hametunofim ubote avoydezoro, even places of filth, spiritual filth, physical filth, and places of idol worship, they also receive their life and sustenance from Hashem. Even though Hashem's honor, Hashem's glory, is really very distant from those places, very removed from those places. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says clearly in Yeshaya Membeis, uchevoidi la'acher lo yetein. Hashem says, I will not place my honor, my light, my holiness, my goodness by acher, by the other side. All those things that fall into that category of Acher, the other one. Hashem says, my kavod will not be there. Im kol ze, despite that, heim mekablim chius mibchinas maimar sosum, shehu bereshis, shehu bchinas kavod elyon, shehu sosim v'ne'elam betachles ahastora. Despite that statement, those places, the Mekoymos HaMetunofim, Bote Avodah Zorah, receive life from Hashem via the hidden statement of creation, which is Bereshis, which is the highest level of Hashem's honor, which is extremely, extremely hidden. The Gemara tells us, the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, we know we just started the winter season, right after the holiday of Sukkot. The Ashkenazim have a custom that on Mincha, on Shabbos, right after Mincha, we recite Borchi Nafshi, that chapter of Tehillim, and we recite the 15 Shir HaMaloses. During the summertime, we recite after Pesach, we read Pirkei Avos throughout the summer period, and we recite Pirkei Avos, in which one of the Mishnahs there begins, Ba'asoro Ma'amorois Nivro Hoylam. Hashem created the world with 10 statements of creation, 10 vayomers, vayomer lekim yihi oyer, vayomer lekim yihi kavu amayim. We just read it last week when we started Bereishis again. The Gemara says, however, if you count, you'll see there's only 9. So the Gemara says, where's the 10th statement? The Gemara says, Bereishis nami maimarhu. The first pasuk, Bereishis bara elikim, is also one of the 10 statements of creation. Even though it doesn't say the word Vayomer, the Gemara refers to it as Maimar Sosum. It's a hidden statement. Notice it doesn't say Vayomer clearly, but it is a statement, and it's actually the holiest, the deepest statement. Those 10 statements correspond to the 10 Midos of Hashem, and the statement Bereishis corresponds to the Keser, the crown, the highest, highest level of light, where because of the fact that it is the highest and holiest level of light, it is kept extremely, extremely hidden so that it shouldn't blow any fuses, it shouldn't destroy anything, and also so that even places of Tumah should be able to receive from there. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that when the pasuk says uchevoidi la'achar lo yetein, Hashem says, my kavod, I will not allow it into places of filth, into places of sin. Hashem is referring to his revealed kavod. The revealed kavod of Hashem is not allowed to set foot in any of those places. Otherwise, it would be chilul Hashem. It would be a disgrace that Hashem, kaviyochel, is present and visible in a place of filth. However, there is this hidden kavod of Hashem, which is represented by this statement of creation, Bereshis Bara Elokim, which is called Maimar Sosum. It's a hidden statement. It's not an obvious statement. It doesn't say Vayomer, and yet it is one of the 10 statements. That statement of creation represents so high a level of light and holiness that it has the ability to go down into the places of the worst tumah and not be harmed in any way. We know there's a fear that if you put something holy into a place of thick unholiness, that the holy will get messed up in the process. But if the holy is on the highest possible level, this Maimar Sosum, it's a hidden light. That hidden light, because it's hidden, because it's not obvious, it's protected. And that ensures that, number one, the light will not be harmed in any way, and yet it's able to provide nourishment in a very fine, fine way for the Avodah Zorah, for these places of Tumah, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that this is a very deep concept, and it's something that we're not permitted to delve into, like to try to think too much about it, about the fact that the highest level of light is what's feeding places of tumah. Umishom heimekablam chiyus. That's where they're receiving their life, their spiritual energy. Now, how does this relate to us? We're not interested in visiting those places. We want to stay as far away from those places, right? However, ukeshodom noifel lesham chas v'shalom, when a Jew experiences a nefila, a major nefila, when a Jew has a fall, Jews fall? The answer is definitely, most definitely. This is one of the points that's emphasized throughout Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, that there's nobody, even the greatest of tzaddikim, experience ups and downs. Hashem describes creation, the world, vayhi erev, vayhi voiker, yoyim echod, that a complete cycle is darkness and then light. That's how it works. When a woman gives birth, first there's tzimtzum, there's constriction, there's blood, there's bleeding, there's a gathering of blood. That's the ibur. Ibur is a time of din. She's very fragile at that time. And then there's the later, the birth, when we see the conversion of red to white, we see the blood turn to milk. The din turns to chesed. That's again another example of this vayera vayvoiker. And every single Jew experiences these ups and downs. So now Rav Nosson Zal writes, ukishodom noifel lesham chas v'shalom, when a Jew falls into a place of idol worship, into a place of tumah, he starts doubting Hashem. He starts doubting himself, chas v'shalom, doubting the Torah. Azai, kishemaschil levakesh ulechapes ayei mekoyim kevoidoi, when the person starts seeking and searching, where is Hashem? I find myself in such a place of filth, such a place that's anti-Hashem, it's the opposite of Hashem. Where is Hashem? Zehu tshuvosoi v'tikunoi. That's the person's tshuva. The fact that the person is reaching out to Hashem, trying, he's asking, where is Hashem? He's acknowledging that there is a Hashem, just I don't see him right now. I'm in such a state of darkness, I can't see him. That's his tshuva, and that's his tikun. Ki choizer v'oile el hakovoid ho'elyon hanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there that when a Jew falls very low and he reaches out to Hashem, sometimes there's a springboard effect that as far down as he went, the moment he wants to connect with Hashem, it's like the diving board now throws him back up, not just to the second floor, throws him to the top floor, throws him to a very high level, the highest level of the kavod of Hashem. We find examples of this in the Gemara. The Gemara shows, we've mentioned this in the past, people who fell to the lowest, lowest places, Yisroi, who worshipped all the idols. He was able to say, Ato yodati ki godol Hashem mikol olakim. Now I realize that Hashem is greater than all the idols. He had been involved in all of them. From that place of total idol worship, he went to the highest level where when he said those words, it says, Kedain istalek vis yakir, shmoda kuchibrichu eila vasata. The kovod of Hashem was increased more than anything anybody else had done. There was Moshe Rabbeinu, there was Aaron HaKohen, there were all of these tzaddikim. Hashem was not giving the Torah to the world yet. When Yisroi came and said those outstanding words, Ato yodati ki godol Hashem, the Zohar Kodesh says that's when Hashem banged on the table and Hashem made an announcement in heaven, now it's time to go down on earth and to reveal our full glory, Matan Torah. It was Bischus Yisroi, it's in Parshas Yisroi. Because he went so far down, when he connected to Hashem, when he did his Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi, he reached the highest high. And we find other examples of this also. So the person goes up to the Kovoid Hu'elyoim, Shehu Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi, which is referred to by this statement, Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi, Shemishom HaMekoyimoy Sanal Mekablem Chiyus Migoidel HaStorah. That's the source of holiness from which all places of tumah and darkness receive their life. Because of the fact that the light there is so hidden, they're able to receive from there and not cause any damage or harm in the process. There's a pasuk, Kvoid Elokim Haster Dovor, that the more we go to higher and higher levels of Kedusha, the more hidden the light is supposed to be. For example, in Torah, we know there are different levels. There's halacha, there's the limud of halacha, which is for everybody. Every single Jew is supposed to be learning halacha. Rabbi Nachman made it emphatically clear to all of his students, he said, not to let a day go by without learning halacha. So it's brought in Sifrei Chassidus, I think it might be even from the Zohar Kodesh, that the word halacha is the Rosh Tevois, Horiu Lashem Kol Haoretz. Praise Hashem, the entire world. The entire world should praise Hashem. That's the limud of halacha, which applies to everybody. It's open, it's available, obvious to all. The limud of Kabbalah is already by reservation only, by appointment only. There a person has to get to a certain level, there are certain prerequisites. There it's brought that the word Kabbalah makes up the first letters of the words, Hishtachavu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh. Bow to Hashem in His holy, holy domain. But that's referring already to the inner sanctum of Hashem, the inner throne room of Hashem, where there Hashem is hidden. There the light is hidden. It's not available to everybody. It's not available all the time. Just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash. A person would say, if it was such a place of such tremendous holiness, why didn't they keep it open all day around and have all the Rishulam go, you know, to purify everybody? The answer is, because it is so high a level of light and so high a level of holiness, it must be kept hidden, it must be secluded, and even though it's secluded, there is enough of an opening, there is enough of a possibility for it to be able to nourish all of these places of tumah. All the non-Jews there are all able to receive the chiyus that they're supposed to receive from Hashem, where Hashem says, Uchvoidi la'acher lo yetein. My kavod, my obvious kavod, my revealed kavod, I will not give to these others. But my hidden kavod, this kvod alikim haster dovor, from there they are able to receive. Just like we find when the Jews were in Egypt. It says, Hashem said, Ani. Who took them out? Ani. Ani v'loy acher, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy sorof. Because it's brought, Hashem was afraid that if he would send a malach or a sorof to Mitzrayim, the Egyptians would convert him. They'd make him one of theirs. Just like we find in last week's parasha in Bereishis. It speaks about the angels who came down to earth and they married Benoi Silikia. They intermingled with women. The person will say, what do you mean? These guys are angels. The answer is that this earth can be, the fact that there is Bechira on this earth, that the fact that was able even to affect them and infect them to a degree. So now, when a person finds himself in such an afila, and he reaches out to Hashem, he cries out, "Aye mekayim kavodoy, Hashem, where are you?" The person reattaches himself to this holiness, umekabel chius misham, and he receives spiritual energy from there, va'oil al yedei zeh, and he comes out. It draws him out. It's like a rope, a spiritual rope that's thrown down to him from this highest place, from this helicopter up on top, and he grabs onto it, and they're able to pull him out of there. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there in chapter 12, in the second half of Likutei Moran, well, where Rabbi Nachman explains this very clearly and brings many sources to show this. V'zeh nechshav lekorban oila shemechaper al hirhur halev. And Rabbeinu Zal over there says, we have this pasuk, Ayei mekoyim kevoidoi, and we have another pasuk where Yitzchak Avinu says, V'ayei haseh lo'oilo. And in this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says, when a Jew is falling, what do we mean by falling? When a person has an afila, being really connected to Hashem is believing in Hashem. The most powerful and most important kesher that a Jew has with Hashem is emuna. Says who? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bo chavaku kanovi vehemidon alachas. That chavaku kanovi came along and he summarized the entire Torah. He shrunk the whole Torah to one point. Emuna. He quoted the pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. The more positive, the more definite a person is in their emuna, the more they're connected to Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, one of the special songs that we sing in the Musaf is the famous paragraph, V'choil ma'aminim, where we announce, V'choil, everybody believes, all of us believe, V'choil ma'aminim shehu hoya hoy v'v'yeh, V'choil ma'aminim shehu vein biltoy. There's a whole list of V'choil ma'aminims there. One of the V'choil ma'aminims there we say, Havadai shemoy kein tehilosoy. Hashem's name is, Hashem is Vadai. Hashem is definite. There's nothing more definite. There are people say that there's nothing more definite than death and taxes. We know the exceptions to both of those rules. But Hashem, there's no exception there. Hashem is definite, very definite. Havadai Shemoi. And the more positive, the more clear, the more definite a person is in his faith in Hashem, the more connected the person is to Hashem. Whereas the opposite of Hashem, and this was also all in last week's parasha, all in Bereishis. In Bereishis, it makes a statement, Rak ra kol hayoim, only evil all day. It's brought that the last letters of those four words, Rak ra kol hayoim, spells the word Amalek. Amalek is considered the ultimate, the worst evil that there is. The only nation where Hashem said, wipe out men, women, children, the animals. Don't even let their animals live. Destroy everything, everything. There's nothing to be salvaged from there. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Amalek is the antithesis of Hashem. Hashem is Vadai. What is Amalek? Amalek is Safek. Safek is doubt. The word Safek is Bigimatria Amalek. That when a person is experiencing doubts, doubts about Hashem, doubts about Torah, doubting themselves and their connection with Hashem, that's the worst. That's the worst kind of nefila and yerida that a person can experience. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that one of the instances where this took place was the story of Avram Avinu offering Yitzchok on the Akedah. Here Hashem told Avram Avinu one day, Ki be Yitzchok yikori lechazora, that from your son Yitzchok I'm going to bring forth a nation, a whole wonderful nation, etc. The next day, Hashem tells Avram Avinu, take him and kill him. And it's brought that as Avram Avinu was going on this mission, the Satan was trying to do everything in the world to confuse him. To confuse him, to throw him off. Satan, what kind of father are you? What kind of human being are you? Is it possible that Hashem would want you to kill after Hashem himself told you this? The Satan was bombarding him with doubts, every kind of doubt in the world and every kind of obstacle in the world. The Medrash shows the whole shakla v'tal, the whole give and take that went between Avraham Avinu and the Yetzirah. And then at one point, the Satan made himself like a river. And Avraham Avinu started going to the river and he came till the water was up to his nose. And that was when he cried out, Hoshieni Elikim Kibo Mayim Ad Nofesh. Hashem, save me because I'm going to drown. You know, if you want me to do this mission. And then the water disappeared and everything. On that mission, at one point, Yitzchak Avinu said, this ayah. He cried out this ayah, where he saw the knife, he saw everything, he said, where's the beef? Where's the korban? And Avraham Avinu said to him, Elokim yira loy hasel oila b'ni. Hashem is going to provide the oila, the sheep for the oila. Who? B'ni, my son, you're the beef. So Rabbeinu Zal shows there that when Yitzchak Avinu said these words, ayah, he was also trying to figure out, could this be? Could it be that this is the Ratzon of Hashem? Now, as Hashem himself just said that for me is supposed to come forth this whole nation. Am I supposed to let myself be killed now? Then where's the nation? All the questions. And then in the end, all the questions disappeared. All the questions were resolved. So Rabbeinu, the Gemara says that there are, for different sins, you bring different karbonos. Person is mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, they bring a chatos. All kind of. For a hir huralev, if a person has thoughts of idol worship, the Gemara says the korban for that is oila. That oila is mechaper al hir huralev. So Rabbeinu Zal shows there of Likutei Moran that Yitzchak Avinu became an oila, he was a korban oila, he was designated as an oila for Hashem, and that was to be mechaper for this ayei hasel oila, for the questions, all the questions, all the doubts that they struggled with until they saw Hashem's solution to the problem. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, "V'zeh nechshav lekorban oila shemechaper al hiruhur halev shehu bechinas libi scharchar." As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "My heart is confused; is in a state of confusion, going round and round." Al yidei klipas noiga, through a certain type of klipa, a certain type of tuma that tries to spin, to run circles around the person, to get a person's head spinning round and round, so the person doesn't know which way is forward, which way is up. And that klipa is called noiga. There's a pasuk, v'noiga lo soviv. That noiga is this thing that encircles a person and tries to confuse the person. Va'idei b'chinas ayeh mekoyim kevoidei anal. And through this ayeh, by the person searching for Hashem, when a person's in that kind of state of mind where they're confused, they don't know what's going on, and the person says, Hashem, where are you? Show me. And the person searches for Hashem even in those places within the doubts. That brings about a tikkun and a kapora for any doubts that the person had. And that person's ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi becomes like a korban oila, which forgives completely for any doubts. And this is what the Zohar HaKadosh says, Bereshis Boro Tayish, that in that first statement of creation, this hidden statement, this Bereshis, which is from where all of these outside places are nourished, the word Bereshis is split up into two words, Boro Tayish. Hashem created the sheep, the ram, that was going to replace Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah. Hainu hasel yoilo shenase mebechinas bereshis shehu maimar sosum bechinas aye. This is a remez to that seh, that sheep, which was used for the korban oila, which is connected to bereshis, which is that maimar sosum, which is what a person connects to when they say that aye, Hashem, where are you? Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Study the chapter on the Likutei Moran there well, to have a solid foundation for what Rav Nosson Zal is going to say now. Now he's going to go into the topic of tzitzis and use these concepts to give us new insights regarding the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'zeh b'chinas tzitzis shehem tikkun habegodim shmira min haklipos kemuva. With this we can understand the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is a spiritual protection for all of the clothing of the person. And it also serves as a shmira, protection from the klipos. We mentioned in the previous year that the clothing of the person is the kovod of the person. It's the malchus of the person. It's the lowest, it's outside the person, And when tumah wants to attach itself to a person, it attaches itself to the clothes, the things they can grab onto most easily, the clothes, the hair, the nails. These are called ktsavos, the corners, the ends. And therefore, the clothing needs a specific shmira. And one form of shmira for the clothing is the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kovod. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 2 in the first half of the Likutei Moharan, V'chol b'chinas ha-kovod shel kol ha-yud ma-morois kulam mekablim b'chinas maimar ho-elyoin shehu bereishis maimar sosim. All of the kovods, all 10 statements of creation, are displays of Hashem's kovod. There's a mission in Pirkei Avos which says, Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olamoi, lo'ibroi elo lechvoidoi. Everything Hashem created, He created for one purpose, for His kavod, for His honor. How did Hashem create? With statements. Vayomer lekim bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu b'rapiv. So there's a pasuk which says, Uveheicholoi kuloi oimer kavod. That in the castle of Hashem, in Hashem's palace, kuloi oimer, all of his amirois, all of his statements are kavod. Each one of the 10 statements of creation represents a display of a different aspect of Hashem's kavod. The first statement created light. The second statement created the animals. Each one of these things is a reflection of Hashem's greatness, Hashem's honor being shown, displayed in these things. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that all 10 statements of creation, which means all 10 levels of kavod, receive from statement number one, which is Bereishis, which is called that hidden statement. Shemishom nimshachius afilu lemekoymos hachitzoinim. From there, draw even the outside forces, the forces of tumah, non-Jews, are able to receive spiritual life from there. V'alkein mesaknim habegodim shehim bebechinas kovoid alidei hatzitzis shehim bechinas hakovoid velyon bechinas bereishis maimar sosim. And it's for this reason that clothing, which is a form of kovoid, which means it's associated with these statements of creation, we said all statements of creation receive from the top one, from Bereishis. So too our clothing, which is kavod, receives its tikkun from Bereishis, from that highest statement of creation, which is represented by the tzitzis. Shezeo bechinas tzitzis shel tzemer kvosim. This is tzitzis, which is made from the wool, from sheep's wool. Sheep, the seh. The ayay has shem yoytzim bechinas va'ayay has seloila. That's our connection to this seloila, the sheep who represents semer, the wool, which represents the highest level of holiness. We mentioned previously that when we speak about Hashem's kindness, the whiteness of wool, we talk about Hashem whitening our sins. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Holy of Holies, the 10th, the first number one level of holiness in the world, the Kodesh Kodoshim, there he received an atonement where our sins were converted from red to tzemer. We mentioned the pasuk katzemer you. So tzemer represents this highest level of holiness. So the tzitzis that are made from wool that we're putting on our clothing, we're attaching our clothing, which clothing is kavod, the clothing is associated with the other 9 statements of kavod, we're attaching it to statement number one, to the seh, to this seh la'oila, the highest level. Ki tzemer keves v'seh heim yoytzim b'chinas govoya mo'oid kemuva b'ksovim. Because the wool of sheep comes from a very, very high spiritual place, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Daniel, usaar reshe ka'amer noki, that the prophet saw a vision of Hashem, and he said the hair of his head appeared like pure wool, pure white wool. So we see that wool represents the crown. What's the hair is on top of the head, the highest level of holiness. Ubechinas zu. He bechinas aye kenoida, and this highest level of holiness is also referred to as aye, as is known. it's brought that the word ayah, for those that can relate to this, when we talk about the midos of Hashem, the letters yud hey of Hashem's name correspond to chachma and bina. The letter aleph corresponds to the keser. The letter aleph, when we pronounce it aleph, is like the word pele. Pele means wonder. Pele is a nickname of the keser, the crown of Hashem. B'mufla mimcha al tidrosh, u'b'mechusa mimcha al tachkar. There's a pasuk that says, in that which is wondrous to you, don't delve into it, don't try to understand it. U'b'mechusa mimcha, and that which is covered, hidden from you, al tachkar. Don't try to analyze. That refers to this keser. So that the word ayeh represents keser chokhmah bina. It's the highest, highest level of holiness. The Arizal shows how on Shabbos, the Gemara says that every single Jew who keeps Shabbos receives a neshama yisera. The Arizal shows that that neshama yisera enters into the person in different phases. There are three levels that enter into the person Friday night, and there are three levels that enter in the person Shabbos morning. And the Arizal shows that when the chazan says the words, I'm sorry, when the person says the words ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi on Shabbos at Musaf, that's when the highest, highest level of the neshama yisera enters into the person, because that's when he's connecting to this highest place. Umishom bechinas hatzitzis hanas mitzemer, and that's where tzitzis, which is made from wool, that's where it connects to. Shehim bechinas saros, tzitzis are strings like these hairs. Bechinas usaar reshe, like the pasuk says there in Daniel, referring kaviochel to the hair on the head. Hainu shehim bechinas maimar ha'elyon, tzitzis represents this highest level of holiness, this bereshis, this maimar sosum. Again, tefillin, we see it has Hashem's name written in it. Tzitzis, there's no name of Hashem. You don't see the holiness in it. It's a hidden holiness. It represents this Maimar Sosum, as we're going to see. Umachmas shehu bebechinas Maimar Sosum, because of the fact that tzitzis is associated with that hidden statement of creation, alkein heorosom rak bebechinas saros. That's why the light coming from the tzitzis comes in the form of hairs, strings, like thin strings, shehem stumim, which are closed, v'he'orosam betzimtzum godoil moi, and the light coming from there is very, very constricted. It's very, very limited. Bebechinas maimar sosum, like that hidden statement of creation, where because it's so bright a light, we have to receive it like as a thread, like a laser beam, a very thin, thin beam of light. Ve'elu hatzitzis mesaknin habigdei kovoid, and it's these tzitzis that are the tikkun for our clothing, which are our kavod. Ki kol bechinas hakovoid mekabla misham kanal, because we said all the different forms of kovoid, all the different varieties of kovoid that are represented in all 10 statements of creation, they all receive from statement number one. So too, all our different articles of clothing, which represent different aspects of kavod, they all receive from the tzitzis. Vehem shmira min haklipos, and the tzitzis are a protection from all different types of tumah, umesaknin hiruhur halev, and they also help a person correct any doubts that the person has in their heart. Kamaisha kosuv, as we say when we put on the tzitzis, ure'isem oisa, you will look at them, and you will not be drawn to follow your heart. The Gemara says zuminu refers to apikursis, meaning to follow the doubts of your heart. Chasushon. Ki ikar tikun hiruhur halev hualidei bechinas ayeh, because the main way that a Jew corrects the doubts that they feel in their heart is through this ayeh, by reaching out, by crying out to Hashem, Hashem, where are you? Where are you? I don't see you. I'm in darkness. I feel myself surrounded by all kinds of darkness. Vaydeze biatzmoi nistaknim. I'm sorry. From there, they receive chius. Vaydeze biatzmoi nistaknim. And through that, they receive their tikkun. V'ze b'chinas tzitzis, shem b'chinas v'ayei haseh lo'ila. And this is what tzitzis represents. Tzitzis is connected to that seh, the sheep. V'ze shekol sevur isem oisoi, u'zechatem es kol mitzvois Hashem. And this is why the pasuk also says, you'll look at the tzitzis and you'll remember all the mitzvois. Ki kol ha-mitzvois klulim, kulam tluyim boze. Because all the mitzvahs of the entire Torah are dependent on this. Ki atzitzis heim bebechinas maimar elyoin. Bereshis, shehu kolol kol hama'amorois, sheheim klolis kol ha-Torah kula. Because tzitzis is tied into that first statement of creation, which is the highest one, which includes in it all 10 statements of creation. All of them are included in that first one. Sheheim klolius kol ha-Torah kula. And they include the entire Torah. It's brought, we know that when Hashem gave the Torah in Har Sinai, He gave it in the form of the 10 commandments, the Aseres HaDibrois. The Aseres HaDibrois were representative of the entire Torah. If you count the number of words in the Aseres HaDibrois, you'll see there's exactly 620 words corresponding to the 613 mitzvahs d'oraisa and the 7 mitzvahs rabbinical mitzvahs. So the 10 commandments include in them the entire Torah. Before the Torah was given, for the first 2,500 years, what did the world exist on? The 10 statements of creation, the Asura Ma'amorois. There's a direct relationship between the 10 statements of creation and the 10 commandments. That was the original form of the Aseres HaDibrois, was these Asura Ma'amorois, which are this Uveheicholoi Kulo Imer Kovod, which are this manifestation of Hashem's Kovod. And now you'll understand why the tzitzis is a mitzvah different from all others, just in that the tzitzis encircle us. It takes us around on all four sides. To correct that issue of doubts, those sfeikos, which we said come from noiga. What is noiga? It's a circle. Our faith is referred to as a circle. There's a pasuk, ve'emunascha svivoisecha. Your emuna, your faith surrounds you and encircles you. It wraps you around. That's emuna. The opposite of that is this, ve'noigalo soviv. When a person is surrounded on all sides by darkness, by confusion, by doubts, by these sfeikos. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Gam Rav Nosson Zal adds a footnote here. Gam Isa Shetzitzis Kenegad Noiga. He says if you look in the writings of the Arizal, he shows that tzitzis corresponds to noiga. So you see how it fits. Noiga is twilight. Noiga means where light and darkness are mixed together. That issue of doubt. That's the worst. We know that a person can see during the day. A person can see at night. When they have a light, if they have a flashlight, but when there's twilight, that gray, that's the most difficult time to see. That's when it's easiest to confuse, to make a mistake. That's this noiga. Gam heim bedalid ruchais. Another reason why the tzitzis are on all four corners, zeremez al bechinas aye. This alludes to this concept of aye. Shekishen noifel hodom chas v'shom v'mekoy meseilu. That when a Jew falls to these kind of places, when a Jew takes a very big fall, and he falls to places of tumah, doubting Hashem, ke'ilu rachmona litzlon she'oz hu mecha, ko'elu, he falls to such places, rachmona litzlon, she'oz hu mechapes u mevakesh aye, and then he starts searching, where is Hashem? Vezeu tikun, I can always say, that's his tikun. V'zeh b'chinas ha-dalet ruchoi shebem ha-tzitzis. That's these four corners that have the tzitzis. Shehu b'chinas shemechapes u'mevakesh b'kol tzad mi-dalet ruchoi soilem. This symbolizes the person searching. When a person's searching, where do they search? They search everywhere. I was looking all four corners, searching in all four corners. So the four corners of the tzitzis symbolize this searching everywhere, this ayeh. Kiatzitzis, Hein Bebechinas Aye, Shaideze, Biatzmoy Nistakin Kanal. Tzitzis represents this crying out to Hashem Aye, which itself serves as the tikkun. Vizehu remez hatzitzis bedalad ruchais. This is the hint in the tzitzis being in all four corners. Shebechol tzad shepoine moitze shem Hashem yisborach haidei tzitzis. This shows, where is Hashem? Hashem is everywhere. You can't turn away from Hashem. You turn this way, Hashem is over there. You have tzitzis here, tzitzis there, tzitzis on all four sides. To show that Hashem is mamish everywhere. There's no place you can turn to that you're turning away from Hashem. Ki b'chinas aye hu tikunoi, u'boze bi'atzmoi nimtza elav Hashem yisporach. And through this itself, Hashem is found by the person. The person discovers Hashem through that search. Now we're going to see something very interesting. Everybody knows that you can't walk, a person's wearing tefillin, or a person's holding a safe or anything, you're not allowed to walk into a bathroom or a place of filth or anything with that. How come we don't take off our tzitzis when we go to the bathroom? How come you're allowed to wear tzitzis when you go into these places? Now we'll understand why the halacha. If this is an article of holiness, we make a bracha on it. How do you bring the holiness into the bathroom? And it's brought. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, Sheze Bechinas Umalchusoi Bakoil Moshola. That this corresponds to the concept of Hashem's kingdom, which rules everywhere, Bakoil, even places of Tumah, even Bote Avodah Zarah, Hashem is there. Hainu Kanal, this fits beautifully with what we mentioned. Ki Hatzitzis Hein Bebechinas Hakovoid Elyoin. Tzitzis represents this upper level, this highest kavod. Bechinas aye shemishom nimshach chius afilu lemekoyim samatunafim. That provides life, spiritual energy, even to the places of filth. Vaydeze biatzmoi nichnoim. And when the spiritual light is coming from such a high place, it has the ability to subdue, to control, to weaken those places of filth. Kaidei b'chinas tzitzis, shehem zikoroin, v'simon lizkor baboyres boshmoi, because through tzitzis, which helps us remember, it reminds us about Hashem. V'shegam b'mekoymois hanal moishel es malchusa kasbor, and that Hashem is even ruling in those places, even though it seems as if Hashem has no place over there. Hashem is being kept totally out of those places. It seems as if somebody else is in charge over there. We know that it's not true at all. Malchusay Bakoel Moshola. That in a hidden way, Hashem is in charge. Just like we see in the story of Purim. We see this in so many, where Haman, the forces of Tumah are growing. They're getting stronger, more powerful. Achashverosh takes over. And he gets rid of Vashti, and Haman climbs to the top, and you have this dynamic duo, Achashverosh and Haman, and they're united in one main purpose: wipe out the Jewish people. The Gemara says this one had a ditch, and this one had extra dirt. It was a perfect shidduch. Both were perfectly happy to get rid of the Jewish people, and then they prepare the tree and the noose. Everything is set, and then the last minute, Hashem just makes a shinui shem. Hashem just changes. He swaps the names. Instead of, you know, everybody is invited to the hanging, they just replay. Instead of Mordechai, it's Haman that's being hung. And then suddenly everybody sees how all of this was Hashem's plan. How all of this was being planned and set up and moved. All the pieces were being put into place to bring about a total wipeout of Haman and his 10 sons, who represent all 10 levels of the Sidrachra. And it says there, Varabim me'ame horetz misyadim. Not only were the goyim wiped out, but any of the goyim who had any good in them went and converted at that time. They joined Klal Yisrael. So what seemed, it seemed as if, where is Hashem? Where in the world is Hashem? It says that when Queen Esther was walking towards Achashverosh, when she went to see him one of the times, when she wasn't invited, before she had to go, before you came into where he was, you had to pass through a room of idols. And it says when she went into that room of idols, her Ruach HaKodesh left her completely. She was totally disconnected from Hashem, Kav Yochel. And that was when she cried out. What was her cry? Keli, Keli, lomo azavtoni. Hashem, Hashem, why are you leaving me? Why are you leaving me when I need you most? That was her Aye Mekoyim Kavoidoi. That was her cry that connected her to this Maimar Sosim, where she was able to draw so powerful, so high a level of light to bring about a total, total wipeout of Haman and et cetera, et cetera. In other places in the Kutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal explains the whole holiday of Purim, which again, Purim, call that a holy day. Where's the holiness? In the Haman Tashin? In the beer? Where's the... Purim seems to be the most unholy thing you could imagine. It's all about fun and horsing around and playing and masks and costumes. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that Yom Kippur, it's called Yom Kippurim. It's a day that's like Purim. It's not equal to Purim, but it comes close. Why? Because Purim is an example of this Maimar Sosum, this Bereishis, this hidden... That's why if you look in Megillas Esther, there's no mention of Hashem. Hashem's name is not mentioned once in the entire Megillah. It's called Esther. Esther means Seser, hidden. It's connecting to this Maimar Sosum, this hidden statement. The word Megillah means Megalit, to reveal. Megillah, to reveal the Hester, the hiddenness. That this was one of those examples where it seemed as if the Jews had gone so as far as they could possibly go. The Gemara says, why did it happen? One rabbi says, because they worshipped idols. The other one says, because they ate from the Suda of Ahasuerus. The other one says, Arias. Everything. The worst of the worst. They fell to the bottom of the bottom. What did they do? It says that Mordechai went out, Vayizak Zo'oko Gedoilu Moro. He screamed a bitter, bitter scream. What was his scream? His scream was, I am Hashem, where are you? This was the scream. And this was Esther Amalka's scream, this Keli, Keli, Lomo Azavtoni. Why are you leaving me, Hashem? And this is how they were able to turn it around completely, completely to the happiest, holiest holiday that Klal Yisrael has. Back to earth. Where are we? The Alkein, Mechapsim Umavakshim, Bechol Tzad, Ayim Ekoim Kavod. Now that's why we search in all corners, where is Hashem? Shezel b'yatzmoy b'chinas tzitzis, bereishis, maimar sosum, shemiyom shir chiyusam, nimtso shechoyzrim umedapkin atzmon, be'etzem hakdusha. And by doing this, we become reconnected to the essence of holiness, shemishom hoyu mekablim chiyus, which is where all of these forces of tuma draw their energy from. V'zehu hachnosom. And this is what brings about their downfall. And now he's going to explain exactly what the issue is, what the crux of the issue is. Ki chiyusam hu rak mehastoras hakedusha v'halamosa betachles ha'astora. When can these forces of tuma draw from Hashem? What aspect of Hashem do they draw from? The hiddenness. When Hashem, the more invisible Hashem is, the more these other, the opposite forces can connect, can draw, they draw power. Because they're all about that there is no Hashem. Their mission is to deny Hashem and to try to get us to deny Hashem. So the more Hashem is hidden, the more they're able to draw chiyus from there. Aval tekev kisheyoidim sheyesham kedusha. But the moment that a Jew shows that he recognizes that there is a Hashem, that there is holiness, umechapsim umevakshim ayem, we're searching where means that it exists. There's a game that kids play, hide and seek. Hide and seek means the fact that the person looks up and suddenly nobody's there, it doesn't mean they're not there, they are there. Just they're hidden. We don't see them right now. Now I'm going to go search for them. When a person is searching for something, it implies the person knows 100% that it exists. It's just that I don't see it. I can't see it right now. I'm going to look to find it. So he says that whenever Hashem's existence is hidden, that allows for the forces of Tuma to be able to draw. The moment a Jew comes along and reveals Hashem from the hiddenness, that weakens them. That brings about their defeat. Like Mordechai, where it says, Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. Mordechai saw Haman's power. Gita, he was on top of everybody's bowing to him. And he's got Achashverosh in his pocket. He's in charge, right? Wrong. Mordechai said, I'm not, none of this is fooling me. He's zero. He's nothing. He's a barber. And Mordechai turned things around totally, 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 where Haman was serving him. He stepped on Haman to get onto the horse. Azai tekev choizren al kedusha ve'inim chenuim. And when we recognize the holiness from within this hiddenness, then everything returns to the kedusha, and they, the other side, is nichna. Vezehu shemuva b'sforim al hadin shemuter likonis b'tzitzel beis hakisei. And this is why the sforim, when they speak about this halacha that you're allowed to go into the bathroom with tzitzis, they mention shehu b'chinasu malchusay b'koil mashalom, that this is one of the ways that we show that we recognize that Hashem's kingdom rules everywhere. Kal yedei hatzitzis. Because it's through tzitzis specifically, which is the source of life for those places, for the Beis HaKisei, for the Beis Avodah Zorah, that's why we're allowed to go with the tzitzis into the Beis HaKisei. Because by wearing tzitzis and even wearing it into those places, we bring about the downfall. We show that we recognize that Hashem is present even here. There is a certain holiness that even reaches this place. Ki malchusoi bakoil mashalom. Al kein tzitzis hi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. This is why the Gemara describes tzitzis as a mitzvah which doesn't have intrinsic holiness itself. The tzitzis itself is not physically holy. Because tzitzis represents this other type of holiness, this hidden holiness, where the holiness is very hidden. You don't see it. Just like the Megillah. The Megillah says there, is it holy? Of course not. It doesn't have Hashem's name in it. No mention of Hashem in it. And yet the Gemara says, Mevatlen Talmud Torah l'shmoya Megillah. That if a person's in the middle of studying Torah, he puts aside the Torah for me. Why? What do you mean? This is, at best, you can say this is Torah and this is Torah. No. This is revealed Torah. This is Nistar. This is the hidden Torah. This is the secrets of Torah. This represents the highest, highest level of Kedusha. That Maimar Sosum. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeu b'chinas tzitzis shel tzemer u'pishtim sheheim ikra tzitzis. Now we'll understand also why the Gemara and the Halacha define that tzitzis is allowed to be made from wool and linen. Ki ikar hatzitzis heim shel tzemer. Shubichin asai yaseh lo elokanam. The main tzitzis, real basic tzitzis, is wool, which is the seh, that ayeh haseh lo elokanam. Ki tzemer kvosim heim bechinas elyoin amoyed kanal. Because we said sheep's wool represents a very, very high level of holiness. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, it describes Kaviyochel, the beard. The beard and Kaviyochel, the hair on Hashem's head, is white like wool. It's this whiteness of wool. It represents the highest levels of kindness, the rachmim, the yud gimel midah shel rachmim. U'pishton hu lehepech. Linen is the exact opposite of that. Ki pishton hu bechinas madrega hatachtoin amoid. Pishton represents the cheapest garbage. Kamashikosu bekayin, as the Torah says about Kayin, shehevi min hagorua, that he brought an offering to Hashem from the cheapest stuff. Dehainu pishton, which was flax. Umachmazeh biatzmoi, nasa mi pishton gamkein tzitzis. And it's for this reason that tzitzis can be made from wool and or linen. Ki bepishton shumadrega tachtoina, because linen, which represents the lowest level, shemishom yenika sachitzoinim, which is where the klipos, the forces of tuma, draw from. It's closest to them. It's mamish the bottom, the ground floor or the basement. Shom daika malubosh chius gavoya mebechino halyoina. There is found and hidden a spiritual life that comes from the top floor, from the highest, highest place. Dahainu b'chinas maimar sosum, from this hidden statement of creation. Nimtza shegam pishton mekabel chius mebechinas tzemer shubechinas maimar sosum. So that we're being shown here that pishton, because it is so far down, because it's the lowest, it receives its chius from the highest, highest place, from the top, top floor. The lower a person is, the more he needs a higher, the more sick a person is, the more he needs a greater doctor to heal him, in a sense. The worse a form of tumah we're dealing with, you need a higher form of holiness to contend with it. Just like we said, when the Jews were in Egypt, they were mamish almost at the 50th level of tumah. Hashem couldn't send a general, a five-star general in there. Hashem had to go in there himself. Anivelo yachar, anivelo shliach, anivelo malach, anivelo sorof. Hashem had to send the highest, highest possible level of light. That's the only thing that could go all that far down and be able to succeed in its mission. V'alkein, na semehem gam kein tzitzis, shem b'chinas maimar sasma. That's why you're allowed to make tzitzis from linen. Because wool is this maimar sasum, and linen is this maimar sasum. There's a pasuk, ani rishoin, v'ani achroin, umibalod ayein elokim. Hashem says, I'm the first, I'm the top, and I'm the bottom, and without me there is nothing, there is no Elohim. So it's brought that Ani represents the Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is referred to as Ayin. Ayin means nothingness, Ein Sof, infinite. That's the Ani, that's one. And Ani represents the Malchus of Hashem, the lowest level. Ani Rishoin, I'm number one, Vani Achroin, and I'm on the bottom. I'm on top and I'm on bottom. That's the Tzemer and the Pishtim, representing the highest level and the lowest level, and that there is a connection between those two. And now we'll understand why we're not allowed to combine wool and linen outside the framework of a mitzvah. Ki afal pi shebe'emes gam pishton shemishom yinika sachitzoinim gam hei mekablon chiyus mebechina semer kanal. Because even though we just showed that pishton, which represents the tumah, the klipos, the cheapest, the lowest, even though we showed that they also receive spiritual energy from semer, from the top, im kol ze ikar kabalosom hu min hahastoro v'hahaloma shakedusho ne'elemes v'nisterashom. The manner in which they receive is when the holiness is kept hidden. So long as the holiness is covered up and hidden, they're able to draw from it. The moment it's revealed, they're out. So therefore, bebechinas maimar sosum, avol osur legalois hakedusha shom, we're not allowed to reveal the holiness over there in those filthy places. Shelo niten lohem yeniko yoiser midai hashom. Because if we reveal it, then they'll be able to draw more than is necessary. If we want these forces of tumah to be kept alive, and Hashem does want them alive, He created them, He has them in the world so that there should be free choice, etc. There has to be this balance between good and bad. So the bad has to exist. But Hashem wants them to exist. He wants to give them just enough life for them to exist within a certain framework. Not that they should be able to turn things upside down and destroy the Jews completely. So as long as that light that's being fed to them is hidden, they're able to get just the minimum amount that they need to exist and to function without destroying the Kedusha completely. So therefore, the Alkein, Osur Lechaber Tzemer and Pishtim, that's why normally we're not allowed to combine wool and linen, because the connection between the linen and wool has to be kept hidden. Again, there is a connection, but the connection has to be kept hidden. We're not allowed to show it. That's why you're not allowed to have wool and linen in any garments or in anything. But in tzitzis, mutar kilayim. We're allowed to have both of them present, kiadaraba, because just the opposite. When they're together in tzitzis, al yidei tzitzis nichnoem hachitzoinim, tzitzis subdues, it weakens the negative forces, it weakens the power of the linen, v'nizgala hakedusha, and it reveals the holiness, shegam b'hachitzoinim hoyochiyos gavoyim oyed. It reveals the fact that even in these klipois, There was a very, what was keeping them alive was a very high level of holiness, a very high level of light. V'alkein, just like the Gemara says in Gittin, Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman Lomdu Torah LeBnei Yisrael. That from the descendants of Haman came forth people who taught Torah to the Jewish people. The person would say, what are you talking about? I thought Haman is Amalek. Amalek is the worst evil, total evil, wall-to-wall evil. The answer is yes. But there is some kind of a spark of holiness there that it feeds on, that allows it to exist. And when the evil of Haman disappears, what's left is that spark of holiness, and we see that it's something on a very high level. Someone who was on a level to teach Torah to Bnei Yisrael. V'alkein, muter shom la'arev tzemeru pishtem yachtov. That's why within the framework of tzitzis, we are allowed to mix wool and linen. Ki be'emes shnehem echod. Because in reality, in truth, the top and the bottom are really all one. There's Hashem echod. Everything is part of the unity of Hashem. Ein od milvado. Ein od milvado means that in the holiest shul and lahavdil, in the worst place of tumah, that's Hashem and that's Hashem. They're both Hashem. They're on opposite extremes. They're on opposite extremes of this oneness. We said before, ani rishoin v'ani achroin. Umi baloda yin elekim. Hashem says, I'm the first, I'm number one. And I'm all the way in the back, the last, I'm over there also. Shechiyusam mebechinas maimar sosam, because they draw their life from this hidden statement, shebechinas tzitzis. Rak sheloi bimkoi mitzvah tzitzis. However, it's just that when you're not performing the mitzvah tzitzis, sheoz ein hachno osam, which means you're not in the process of subduing these forces of tumah, you're not in the process of controlling them, v'yesh lohem shlita adayin, and therefore they still have power, al kein tzorech sheloi lechaber tzemer in pishtmanal. Therefore, you're not allowed to put the two together, wool and linen, k'dei sheloi liten lohem chiyus yoysam idayin. Because if you do it, sheloi b'mkoy mitzvah, the linen can become more powerful, can draw more energy than it's supposed to, and can cause harm. Ki tzorech sheyiyeh chiyusam bebechinas maimar sosum. Because there, the ability of this other side to draw life always has to be done in a hidden way. It has to come from that hidden statement. Dehainu shebechinas tzemer, shubechinas ayeh, yihye sosum venelam venister, mebechinas pishtam. The wool, which represents this ayeh, should be hidden from the pishtam, shemishom yinikas achitzen, the pishtam, which is what the forces of tumah draw from. Avol bimkoy mitzvah tzitzis, whereas within the framework of tzitzis, she'oz nichnoim achitzoinim, there we bring about the downfall, we subdue these opposite forces, azay choyzer ha-pishtonim atzemer v'nischabri yachon. Then the pishton can come together with the tzemer, ki shneim b'chinachas, because there they become one. That's the place of this ani rishoin, ani achron. The Keser and the Malchus becoming one. And in fact, we know a Melech, what makes a Melech is the crown. So in reality, when we speak about these levels of holiness, Keser is the top of the top, Malchus is the bottom of the bottom, and they're one because a Melech rules with his crown, with a Keser. These are concepts and terms which when a person hears it for the first time, it's cloudy. The more and more you're going to assist to this, and more versions of this, more varieties of this, it'll become clearer. See if we could just do the next paragraph, because it adds tremendous clarity. Paragraph Hey. V'zeu b'chinas shemisatven b'yom ha'kippurim b'talis mibo'od yoyim. Now you'll understand something incredible. Yom Kippur is the top. Yom Kippur is Bereishis. On Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is all about Malchus, HaMelech HaKodosh, Melech, HaMelech HaYeshu HaGitzeram. The 10 days of Tshuva, we're climbing. We're climbing to Yom Kippur, which is the Keser. We say on Yom Kippur, Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, on this day He will forgive, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Before Hashem, you will be purified. The word Titoru is Bigimatria Keser, 620, showing that this is the level of light, this is the level of holiness that's prevalent on Yom Kippur. That's why Yom Kippur was the one day of the year that the Kohen Gadol was able to enter into the 10th level of holiness. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Kalim, that in the world there are 10 levels of holiness. Level number one is Eretz Yisrael. Number two, Yerushalayim. Number three, Har HaBayis. And it keeps going until we get to the crown, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which is what the Kohen Gadol went into on Yom Kippur, on this holiest day. How do we start Yom Kippur? We come to Shul, the day, we know by the Jews, the day starts from the night. We're not starting Yom Kippur with Mincha, we're starting with Maariv. But we start with Kol Nidre, and everybody's putting on their talis. What are you putting on a talis for now? It's time to take off the talis. It's about to, the night is about to begin. We're all putting on talisim to start Yom Kippur. Ki kaporas Yom HaKippurim hu bebechinas tzitzis. Because the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, Hashem shows the full spectrum of forgiveness, where the forgiveness is able to reach down to the lowest, lowest, lowest places. Like tzitzis. Shem bechinas ayei mekoyim kevoidoi she'oimrim biyom HaKippurim b'chol HaKiddushas. Look at this. On Yom Kippur, we change the Kiddusha. Usually, in Shacharis, we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. In Musaf, in Keser, we say Ayei Mekom Kevodo. On Yom Kippur, it's wall-to-wall Keser. It's all Ayei Mekom Kevodo. In the morning, we're saying Keser, Musaf Keser, Mincha Keser, Nila, all Keser, all Ayei Mekom Kevodo. Ki Yom Kippur, Hubechinas Keser, Bechinas Aye, Bechinas Bereshis, Maimar Sosun, Shekoilel Kol Hayud Mamoris. Because Yom Kippur represents this top, top level of holiness that's referred to as this Aye, this hiddenness. Again, the Kohen Gadol went into the Holy of Holiness, nobody was able to see him. Nobody was allowed to look over there. Ki Yom HaKippurim Klolius Yud Yomei Tshuva. Because Yom Kippur is a composite of all 10 days of Tshuva. Shein Bechinas Yud Ma'amorois, which represents the 10 statements of creation. Vezehu bi'atzmoi Bechinas HaTshuva V'Kapor Shel Kippurim Aidei Bechinas Ayeh. And this itself is how we do Tshuva and how we receive the forgiveness on Yom Kippur through that Ayeh. Shaidei Bechinas Zu Yoitzin V'Oilin Mikol HaKlipois. We said that when a Jew reaches out, when a Jew says this Ayeh Mekoyim Kivoidoi, that's how the person exits from all different types of tumah, v'nischaprin kol ho'avoinois, and all the sins are forgiven, bebechinas aye haseh lo'oilo. That's this korban oilo, which even forgives for any thoughts, any bad thoughts. Shenizgale b'yom HaKippurim, which is revealed, which is displayed on Yom Kippur. She'oz nire afroi shal yitzoch lefnei Hashem yizboro kemuva. The Zohar Kodesh says that on Yom Kippur is when the angel Michoel brings the dust, the ashes of the Seil Oila that was brought to replace Yitzchak Avinu is brought before Hashem for Hashem to look at that and forgive the Jews, give a total chapora. Dahainu bechinas va'ayeh haseil oila. This means we're connecting to that level of ayeh haseil. V'alkein. And this is why that's the only day of the year where we wear the talis all day. We wear the talis. We start at Kol Nidre. We wear it even then, even in Tamariv. And then in the morning come to Shul for Shacharis and keep it on through Nila, through till the end of the day. Because the whole concept of Yom Kippur is this concept of tzitzis. Shem b'chinas ayah seloila. V'zeo b'chinas talis shel rotzoim shenesatef Hashem yisborach v'sideh yugimil v'sharach m'fei Moshe. And this is also, we understand what the Gemara says, that after the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZohav and Hashem wanted to kill us and destroy us completely, Moshe Rabbeinu got Hashem to turn it around, and it was then that Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the secret of the 13 attributes of kindness. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayim, that Hashem put on a talis, and Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu how you recite these Yud Gimel Yosher Rachmim. Ki atzitzis heim b'chinas ayei, sheshom rachamim Verotzoin v'kaporo kemuva. Because tzitzis represents this highest, highest form of kedusha, this ayah, where is found Hashem's kindness, Hashem's goodwill, and Hashem's forgiveness.